Thunder Bay. Federal election candidates in Thunder Bay Superior North are rebuking each other over the issue of mandatory vaccinations for COVID-19. They engaged in some sharply worded exchanges during a candidates' debate organized by Thunder Bay Television. It's scheduled to be broadcast Wednesday evening at 7. The NDP's Chantel Bryson and Liberal incumbent Patty Hajdu were particularly critical of their respective positions after responding to a question about how vaccinations could be mandated without creating a deeper divide between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Bryson said she and her family are double vaccinated and believe in science, but lambasted Liberal leader Justin Trudeau, alleging that he's driving a wedge issue that he needs to win the election. A federal leader calling people selfish and stupid on a daily basis is not helpful. He's lumping in marginalized populations and resistant people with violent protesters, which is grossly unfair and untrue. Saying that people deserve safe workplaces, Hajdu then accused Bryson of siding with anti-vaxxers, siding with people that are actually making it difficult for our healthcare workers to do their jobs. She was referring to protests against vaccine mandates that were held outside some Canadian hospitals on Monday. Hajdu said it's appalling that candidates would support that kind of behavior. That's nonsense, Patty, suggesting that I'm siding with anti-vaxxers. I didn't say that, and you know it's not true. And you're launching personal attacks because that's what the Liberal Party does and that's what your leader does, Bryson replied. She told Hajdu she should feel ashamed for making the allegation. Conservative candidate Joshua Taylor and the Green Party's Amanda Mojong also participated in the debate. Taylor said he is double vaccinated, but you're not going to convince people that something's good by forcing them to do it. He said that even though the vaccines are overwhelmingly safe, he understands vaccine hesitancy because a lot of people just don't understand the science. Mojong also took issue with the Liberals' handling of the pandemic, saying she had asked Hajdu specifically for greater access to testing since the onset of the pandemic. Hajdu responded that the opposing candidates don't understand jurisdictional responsibility, and that Ottawa has provided ample testing and other resources to the provinces. The hour-long debate, Issues and Answers, will be televised Wednesday immediately after the TBT NewsHour on Thunder Bay Television, CKPR. Other issues discussed during the debate ranged from climate change to homelessness. Rick Daines of the People's Party of Canada and Alexander Vaden of the Libertarian Party were not invited to participate in the program, based on the same rationale adopted by the National Leaders Debate Commission. On Thursday evening, Thunder Bay Television will broadcast a candidates' debate for Thunder Bay Rainy River.